This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. One of Benedict XVI's worst heresies is his statement that Protestantism is not even heresy. This is a heresy which we've covered in our material, on our website, in our videos. However, since it's so outrageous, I thought that it was worth a separate video. This is a heresy that I came across in reading Benedict XVI's books. It comes from his book, The Meaning of Christian Brotherhood, pages 87 and 88. And I want to quote this large paragraph so people can hear a lot of the context. Since, of course, countless heretics will always complain about context in a dishonest and ridiculous fashion. So, from his book, The Meaning of Christian Brotherhood, pages 87 and 88, quote, "Ultimately, it is due to the fact that there is no appropriate category in Catholic thought for the phenomenon of Protestantism today. One could say the same of the relationship to the separated churches of the East. It is obvious that the old category of heresy," which he puts in quotes, "is no longer of any value. Heresy, for Scripture and the early Church, includes the idea of a personal decision against the unity of the Church, and heresy's characteristic is pertinacia, the obstinacy of him who persists in his own private way. This, however, cannot be regarded as an appropriate description of the spiritual situation of the Protestant Christian. In the course of a now centuries-old history, Protestantism has made an important contribution to the realization of Christian faith, fulfilling a positive function in the development of the Christian message and, above all, often giving rise to a sincere and profound faith in the individual non-Catholic Christian, whose separation from the Catholic affirmation has nothing to do with the pertinacia characteristic of heresy. Perhaps we may here invert a saying of St. Augustine's, that an old schism becomes a new heresy. The very passage of time alters the character of a division, so that an old division is something essentially different from a new one. Something that was once rightly condemned as heresy cannot simply become true, but it can gradually develop its own positive ecclesial nature, with which the individual is presented as his church, and in which he lives as a believer, not as a heretic. This organization of one group, however, ultimately has an effect on the whole. The conclusion is inescapable, then. Protestantism today is something different from heresy in the traditional sense, a phenomenon whose true theological place has not yet been determined." End quote. So there you have it. I quoted the full context. There's no doubt about what he's saying. He's saying that Protestantism is not heresy. It's something different from heresy. He not only says that the individual Protestants aren't heretics, which would be bad enough, but he says that Protestantism itself isn't heresy. This is blatantly heretical. This alone would prove he is not Pope. It's actually insane. Before I discuss more about that, I want to quote Pope Pius XI, who directly contradicts the heretic Ratzinger. In his encyclical Rerum Omnium, January 26, 1923, number 4, Pius XI teaches what every Catholic realizes, that Protestantism is heresy and that its teachings are heresies. He speaks of St. Francis de Sales, and he says that he seemed to have been sent especially by God to contend against the heresies begotten by the Protestant Reformation, or the Reformation. It is in these heresies that we discover the beginnings of that apostasy of mankind from the Church. End quote. I mean, I don't even really need to quote anything, since it's so obvious. Protestantism rejects Catholic dogma on the papacy. That alone would prove that Protestantism is heresy. It rejects Catholic dogma on the sacraments. We could pick any number of them, the priesthood, the Eucharist, etc. It rejects Catholic dogma on Our Lady. It's not only heresy, it's the most destructive collection of heresies with which the Church ever had to contend. But the utter apostate Ratzinger says it's not heresy, and that the individual Protestant's separation from the church has nothing whatsoever to do with pertinacia. What an insane statement. So this, quote, Protestant minister spends his life attacking Catholic teaching, rejecting Catholic teaching, dissenting from it, looking at it and saying, I don't believe that's biblical. That has nothing whatsoever to do with obstinacy against the authority of the church. It's just so outrageously heretical and evil, it's almost beyond words. It should also be noted that in this quote, he applies what he says about Protestants and Protestantism to the separated churches of the East. So he's not only saying Protestantism is not heresy, but that Eastern, quote, orthodoxy is not heresy, even though they reject papal infallibility, papal primacy. I mean, that alone is an outrageous heresy. It's also worth noting that Pius XI correctly points out that the Protestant heresies represented the beginnings of that apostasy of mankind from the church. What does Benedict XVI say about them? He says that they are positive. In this quote that I just read, Protestantism fulfilled a, quote, positive function in the development of the Christian message, giving rise to a sincere and profound faith. Okay, so apostasy is positive. It represents faith. This is an inversion of Catholic truth. This is Antichrist. It's also interesting that he says that, quote, it's obvious that the old category of heresy is no longer of any value. Okay, so he's saying that what was formerly considered a heresy isn't anymore. He's blatantly asserting that a change has occurred. Why? Is it because they've changed their beliefs? No. It's because he has changed his view of what their rejection of Catholic truth means. Period. Another sentence which is worth focusing on is the one in which he states, quote, something that was once rightly condemned as heresy cannot later simply become true, but it can gradually develop its own positive ecclesial nature, with which the individual is presented as his church and in which he lives as a believer, not as a heretic. End quote. So in that sentence, he expands upon his demonic thought, and he says that something that was rightly condemned as a heresy, and so these ideas, these teachings of Protestantism, faith alone, scripture alone, rejection of Our Lady's dogmas, etc., they were rightly condemned as heresy, and they have gradually developed into something that is a positive church reality, in which they are no longer heretics, according to him, but believers. And so how does this heretical church reality become a positive one, which is no longer heretical, but represents true belief? What does he bring up? Nothing. Just his say-so. He is truly preaching a new gospel. This is truly a new anti-Christian gospel. Now, should it be surprising that he believes this? Of course not. He makes statements which demonstrate this kind of thing all the time, as our material shows. However, I think it's very important to point out that his general statement that Protestantism is not even heresy and that Protestants are not heretics, and he makes no exceptions, so all Protestants are not heretics, according to him, as shocking as it is, it actually finds its root in the heretical teaching of Vatican II. In Vatican II's Decree Unitatis Redentia Gratia, the Decree on Ecumenism number 3, which is packed with numerous heretical utterances, it says that, quote, the children who are born into these communities, referring to the separated Protestant communities, and who grow up believing in Christ cannot be accused of the sin involved in the separation, and the Catholic Church embraces them as brothers with respect and affection, end quote. And so it says that the children born into the Protestant communities and the people who grow up believing in Christ in them, okay, so the people who spend their lives and grow up and reject Catholic teaching in these Protestant communities, it says that they cannot be accused of the sin involved in the separation. What's the sin of separation? Heresy, schism. Okay, those are the sins of separation from the church. It makes a blanket statement, they are not guilty of the sin of separation. Since they do not clarify it, That has the meaning of all Protestants are not heretics, they should not be accused of the sin of separation, and of course that's exactly how it's understood by the Vatican II antipopes, that's how it's carried out and manifested by their heretical actions, and that's exactly what we see in this outrageously heretical book of Benedict XVI, The Meaning of Christian Brotherhood. In the description for this video, I have a link to the article I wrote on this topic, which has the full quote. You can look at it. And I would say that the people who would say that Benedict XVI is not a heretic in light of this are mortal sinners, abominable, and liars, and true enemies of Jesus Christ. And those who defend this apostate should not dare to act like they oppose Protestantism. No, you defend the man who defends Protestantism, who excuses it, who justifies it, and does so insidiously under the guise of Catholic authority. You mock all the saints who suffered at the hands of Protestants and all the Catholics who suffered for their opposition to Protestantism.